Yes, who is it? Oh, hang on a tick. Arlo, I just unlocked the door.
Oh,
George, come in.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get you out of bed.
Oh, the builders have done that already. Or more to the point, Arthur yelling at the builders.
Yes, I've had him downstairs complaining. They are rather early today. I said they're hoping to finish the job.
Oh, I'll believe that when I see it.
Yes. I came to see how you were feeling this morning.
I'm much better, thanks.
Good. I was afraid you might have had some sort of reaction.
Yeah, well, I do feel a bit woozy, but I think that's the retsina rather than Mr. Digby. No, I got all that out of my system last night. George, thank you for being so nice.
Well, I didn't do anything.
You just let me howl all over you.
A good cry never hurt anyone.
But it isn't everyone you can cry with.
I take that as a compliment.
And it's meant as one.
I was wondering, after last night, You won't want to walk back from the restaurant on your own. Will Mrs. Pryor be able to give you a lift home? I know she does sometimes.
Well, she's not in tonight.
Oh, how about Rob? Will he be coming straight back, or is he going out with his friends again?
I expect he'll be going out. He does most evenings.
Yes, then I shall walk up and fetch you myself.
No, George. I'm not at that hour.
I'm quite prepared to.
I'll be fine, honestly.
Wouldn't let any daughter of mine walk back on her own.
Well, I did it twice last week.
Yes, and I wasn't too happy about that. And now, well, you've seen that brute again.
Well, that's why I must make the effort. I mustn't let him frighten me again, or I'll be right back to square one. Let's face it, if what Arthur says is true, I'm more likely to see a man in a flying saucer than a rapist.
Well, if you're sure...
Yes, I am. And, George, I'd rather no one knew about last night. I don't want to make a big production number out of it.
There you are, Liz. The day-to-day section complete.
Sorry it was so late.
Well, as long as it doesn't become a habit, you know the deadline. A week in advance.
Right.
So, let's have the next one in on Friday.
Oh. I couldn't just have the weekend, could I? Because I'm starting late this time.
If I start making concessions, I make a rod for my own back.
It's just that I've got to sort out a new arrangement for Sam. My friends let me down.
Debbie, you heard what I said the other day. Children won't wash as an excuse.
Roll on the day when everywhere has its own creche.
Until we achieve that state of utopia, we must just go on doing what most working women have to do.
Juggle with her hands tied.
No, I said it was hard.
Well, I'd better shove off.
Oh, Debbie, I'll be talking to Milton today.
Ah.
He's looking in this afternoon.
About the chapel's ultimatum? Oh, sorry. No, you don't like that word.
I prefer to prevent crises, if possible, rather than precipitate them. Especially when I'm sitting in the hot seat.
Yeah, well, the only way you'll prevent this one is by getting us a decent offer.
I think I may have a little leverage I can use.
Oh, what's that?
I'll tell you later if it works. But it's no use expecting miracles, Debbie. There'll have to be some give and take on both sides.
Yeah, well, let's see a bit of give from him first. What he's offered us so far is crumbs.
And I'll let you know what happens. I'll also let you know if there are any problems with your day-to-day.
I hope not. More problems than something I can do without.
Have you finished doing the menus yet, Rob?
Yeah, nearly ready. Right. Hang on, you can take them.
You, going out with Rocky again tonight?
Yeah, why?
Oh, no reason, just wondered.
Yeah, he's dragging me off to some party.
Oh, and you're protesting all the way?
Oh, not really the party type. That's more his scene. Here.
Oh, thanks. I'll put them round.
It's funny, he's two people, Rocky. What? He's a full Gemini.
Is that his birth sign?
Couldn't be anything else. There's Rocky Rowlands, high-powered designer, jet-setter, wit extraordinaire who likes nothing better than holding court. And then there's the other Rocky, who's quite happy to spend a quiet evening listening to Brahms.
Ah, the one you go for.
I go for them both. I just feel more secure with that one.
Ah, oh, come on, I don't think you need worry. He didn't cut his trip to the States short because of someone else.
True. Mm. Here, how was your evening out with our landlord?
Oh, fine.
Where did he take you?
The new Greek restaurant.
Which new Greek restaurant? They spring up like Chinese takeaways.
The one in West End Lane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's quite good.
Yes.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic.
No, it was very nice. Did Lynn tell you that Alexis called round at the old bakery?
What did he want?
To see if Matt was okay.
Of course, Matt told him to shove off.
Oh, how did you know?
Well, that's Matt, isn't it? He wouldn't tell him the truth, that he's missing him like hell.
You think he is?
Alexis may be a slob, but he suits Matt. Mm. He doesn't want some agency valet-cum-nurse. He wants someone that can just muck in.
You think Alexis was angling to come back then?
Don't know about that, but I think he's had enough of Mrs. Fennel by now.
I should think a little of that lady goes a very long way.
I think she's taken leave of her senses, Shirley. A UFO vigil, I'll ask you. That'll be a complete waste of time.
You wait, Maurice Gill. You'll eat your words when they come back with a stack of photos of little green men.
Oh, well, the only little green men they're likely to see are themselves.
I wonder why it's always little green men.
What?
Perhaps they don't go in for women up there.
Well, another good reason for treating them with contempt.
Nuh-uh, watch it, your prejudice is showing.
Oh, admit I am prejudiced in favour of women. Not that you'd know it, the luck I have with them.
Ah, poor man.
Couldn't you introduce me to a beautiful girl friend who's the image of you?
Better still, the image of Cressida first.
That is all over now.
Which is why you've been watching her in the mirror all lunchtime, I suppose.
Is she in here?
You know perfectly well she is. Grey McFarlane.
Which is just about what she deserves.
You have still got it bad, haven't you?
Will you stop saying that? I tell you, if you were free, I wouldn't give her another thought.
Oh dear, he's in one of those moods.
Why do you always laugh when I tell you the truth?
Because I'd be a fool if I didn't.
You know I've always fancied you. No, that's not the right word. You can fancy a lot of women. You, I could get very serious about.
Well, don't. I shan't ask you round for supper anymore.
Oh, there you go again.
There's no point in talking like that, Maurice.
Do you think if you weren't married, maybe I'd have had a chance?
I am married.
So?
Maurice, there's a lot of single girls around.
Like
there,
who? Debbie Franks,
perhaps? Well, yeah, she could do with someone.
Oh, not me, thanks. That girl drives me round the bend.
Why?
Well, every time I go into the newsroom, she's on the phone ringing round baby minders.
Oh? How do you mean?
Seems her girlfriend doesn't want to take the kid anymore.
What, Carol?
Well, if that's her name.
So what's going to happen?
Well, how should I know? All I do know is she shouldn't be using the Herald's time to sort out her domestic problems.
But, Maurice, if there's no one else to look after him, she's
it's none of my concern. And it shouldn't be yours either.
A Sky Watch and the Herald. I like it. Good gimmick, Liz.
I'm hoping it will create plenty of interest.
You fellows always go down well. I'd say they were second only to royalty and depraved vicars. So, what's the response to the day-to-day section been like?
Favourable on the whole. I admit there have been some complaints about the woman's page going.
I warned you.
But not many. Of course, we won't be able to judge properly till it's been running a good deal longer than this. The important thing is to maintain a high standard.
Which, I've no doubt, under your able guidance, it will. Well, now, you didn't ask me for an appointment to discuss UFOs or the day-to-day supplement, did you?
No.
So, what's the problem?
The father of the chapel came to see me yesterday.
I guessed it was that.
They're not happy with your offer, Milton.
When was a union ever happy with an offer? That'll be the day, won't it? When they put it in their pockets and say, thank you very much.
Neither are they happy about Jill Moon not being replaced.
Well, I'm not budging there. Not unless the financial climate changes considerably.
What about the expenses, then? The car and meal allowance?
Look, I'll set a guy up to 20p a mile for the car allowance. That's my limit. I consider the meal allowances very generous already.
Milton, they're threatening to work to rule if you don't reconsider by the end of the month.
Oh, just talk. I've heard it all before.
This time they mean it. They feel a strong sense of injustice. I think they'd buy the replacement business if you increased the allowances substantially, especially for meals.
Mm. All right. Remind me again. What are they asking for?
Lunch from £1.20 to £1.50... and evening meal from £1.50 to £2.
Oh, that reminds me. I put you down in my diary for lunch on Thursday.
Which I'm sure will cost you considerably more than £1.50 a head.
Lunch with you isn't a daily event, unfortunately. You want me to feed them like royalty?
I want them to get a fair deal. I don't think they're asking for an unreasonable amount.
I can't manage it, Liz, and that's flat.
You managed it at Lincoln.
I beg your pardon.
The reporters on your Lincoln paper are getting that amount. They're also getting a higher car allowance.
You have been doing your homework, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Who told you that?
Like you, I have my spies.
There's too many big mouths in this business.
Yes, Milton. So, what do I tell them? Hey, Debbie.
Yeah?
Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, it's you. I haven't got time.
Oh, come on, you might as well. I've just made it.
You been demoted or something?
No,
T-boy's off sick. I volunteered.
Oh.
Sugar?
Yeah, 2 spoons.
How's Sam?
Okay.
Here you are.
Top.
Morris tells me Carol isn't looking after him anymore.
Then Morris should get his facts straight.
Oh, she is then?
Well, till I find someone else.
He's a bit of a handful, I hear.
You hear a lot, don't you? Look, I'm down for a place in a day nursery. Unmarried mothers are supposed to get priority. Till that comes up, I'll have to find a baby minder.
A baby minder?
A council-approved one. Don't worry. You think I'd be happy if I dumped him on some old witch who crams them in boxes? Health visitor gave me a list of possibles. I've been ringing round all morning. But they've all got their full quota.
Oh. Well, have you tried Dr. Woodhouse's wife, Sue Ming?
No.
She runs a creche over the surgery. She's terribly good with babies, and she's a trained nurse, too.
I might give her a ring.
Well, mention my name, if you like. We're good friends of theirs. Or if you don't want to do that, well, why not get Liz Tyson to put in a word for you? Her kids go there.
Oh, no, thanks. I don't want to involve Liz. She doesn't want to know about my babysitting problems.
Oh, but I'm sure she'd be only
Shirley, too happy. Everyone's not as interested in Sam as you are.
I was only trying to help. Even if Su Ming couldn't take him, she might know of someone reliable. It's not good for a baby to be shoved around from pillar to post.
So now I'm going to get a lecture on childcare, am I?
You don't take anything in the right way, do you?
I'm here, Liz.
Well, thanks for the tea.
Just coming.
What can I do for you?
Milton's just left. I thought you'd like to know that he's made a new offer.
Has he?
He won't move over the replacement of Jill Moon, but he's prepared to offer you another penny a mile on the car allowance.
Oh, more crumbs.
And the full amount you've asked for meals.
Well, well. So it can be done.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can.
Was that the result of your little leverage?
Partly.
What was that?
I found out that the reporters on one of his provincial papers were getting that amount already.
Yeah, find out from whom?
Mike Nash. At least someone he put me on to. I rang him on the off chance.
Well, what do you know?
Is that you and the ladies, Sophie?
Yes.
I thought you'd gone. I was about to lock up.
I was just getting my things. Oh, go on, you go. I'll see to it.
Would you mind? Only Rocky's just arrived.
No, no, it's all right. Enjoy the party.
Thanks. See you tomorrow, then.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Oh, come on, Sophie. Don't be so stupid. Can't stay here all night. Oh, God, I can't.
Excuse me, is Miss Richmond there?
George?
Oh, hello, Sophie. I hope it was all right me coming round the back.
Yes, of course.
I know you told me not to come, but I felt like stretching my legs. You don't mind, do you?
Oh, George, I have never been so pleased to see anyone in my life.